Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have one of my most favorite new guys now from the Carrot Bars, who's so knowledgeable, helped get me through a lot of the complications of getting through with my carrot pay and so on. The latest deal, of course, is the separate corporation of Carrot Bank tokens or coins. They're going to go public in 1 week from tomorrow, which is Friday the 13th. One of my favorite days, by the way. I was supposed to be born on a Friday the 13th, and I was, like a lot of things, late. So I was born at midnight after Valentine's. I even missed Valentine's 5 minutes after midnight on the 15th in Providence Hospital, Michigan, in 1952. So, Lloyd, I'd like you to explain what's going on. I think we still have an open thing. If you have Carrot Pay Cash and you have Carrot Bars, you can actually convert it to Carrot Pay Cash. But you have to open an e-wallet, and you can use that e-wallet to actually go over to your Carrot Bank Coins account, which is carrotbank.io. And you can then, with your Carrot Bank Cash, or if you have a Bank of America credit card, which is the only credit card that allows you to buy these, if you don't have Bitcoin or Ethereum, to buy these coins. And these coins are going to value up. I mean, we don't know how fast they will, but when you purchase them at 1 or 2 cents, there's a potential they could be at some point worth 1/10 of a gram of gold, or right now the current price of gold being $8 a coin. So the coins and material that I purchased will be worth, if they totally value in the next few years, at a range up to $3 million. That's a lot. And just having gold is a great idea. I mean, you don't want anti-currency in your pocket, because the dollar is under pressure. The ruble, the Deutsche Mark, even the Chinese yuan. With the trade wars, one of the things that Xi is talking about is devaluing the yuan, which is, of course, again, currency wars, to try to continue dumping product into our market. So if you don't have gold, and the best gold is carat bar gold, because it's grams that you can exchange or even electronically transfer the value to somebody, you know, like through e-currency, and these coins are actually going to be available to be used for buying anything from groceries to gasoline in the future, aren't they? I think we may have lost Lloyd. I'm not sure if he's still there. So let's see if we can reconnect to Lloyd. Okay, I know he was out walking his dog when we caught him. The Carrot Bar system is basically pretty straightforward. You go to Carrot Bars through our link at the bottom of NutriMedical. When you hit that link, you want to go in and you can purchase Carrot Bars coins or cash. You want to sign up for a membership. We actually will sign other people up underneath you, because I can only sign up 2 people. I send up all my family and employees. We've got the memberships, you know, usually at the gold level, so they get a higher payout. If you're working at this, it is a business. You have to work at it to share it with other people. If you share with other people, you'll be getting free gold in your account in Stuttgart, Germany. Once you accumulate enough gold, you can actually either have it delivered to yourself. I usually recommend you get around $2,000 equivalents in gold, carat bar coins or cash. And so you don't end up paying some kind of duty, because when it gets above a certain level, you got to pay some kind of currency duty when you bring it into the country. They'll deliver it to you, so you actually have the CarePark cards and cash. If you can put it in your e-wallet, you can actually, that e-wallet is going to allow you to go over to the caretbank.io, and you can actually purchase these tokens or coins. The coins are system set up to make it much more affordable and usable throughout the whole economic system in the world, which means you're now going to have a currency that can have 100,000 or a million microbanks. You can transfer the value. You can actually take delivery of the gold in their traveling vault, which is the CarePark cards, or the CarePark cash, and which is really neat because it means you're going to have the possibility of actually having real gold in your pocket or transferring the value of it when you buy or sell something. For example, when you sign up under Nutramedical, you can go to your back office and get what's called e-exchange. That means you can have a business that actually will accept CarePars for payment. And we do that. We actually will accept CarePars. We actually have for years accepted silver and gold. Most people will use silver because of the smaller denominations available. Silver is very heavy, though, and because it's hard to make change, the small fractions of gold are the best way, especially e-gold, where you have these abilities with the e-wallet to actually buy and sell across the Internet. And because it doesn't need to be cleared through banks, it's a system that's above any other currency on the planet. In fact, that's why the e-currencies are rising. This one here, basically backed by gold, is the most powerful of all the currencies. And I'd like to get G. Edward Griffith back on the program to talk about that, because I think that's very valuable for people to understand that the e-currencies are going to change things dramatically. Lloyd, are you back? Okay, let's see if we can get Lloyd back. The other question I think that people should understand is that we'll hold your hand and help you get through all this. It's really pretty straightforward. What I don't know, I've bumped up to Jim Deal and to Lloyd Merrifield, and they've been able to actually give me information that's helped me to go through this whole process pretty quickly. I used my Bank of America card to purchase the first big settlement of the coins. There was a fee attached to that, which is more expensive. It's better to use a Carat Cash, which came out about a week and a half ago. I was able to use that for a lower price, actually 1 cent, but it was 40% bonus to purchase enough coins that my total coin value, when it values down the road, is going to be dramatically valuable. But I tell people this is important to prepare financially, because all the moves of the governments in the world are going to devalue the currencies to get rid of their debt, which means they're going to get rid of your value, whether it's your pension funds, your stock market, your value in your home. They're basically going to steal from everybody in order to pay off their national, international debts that these have. And, of course, the corporations are never going to suffer because they're all part of, the global deep state, if you want to call it. And, of course, the banks are all tied. So if it's not banks and transnational corporations and governments, this is not. This is above and separate from government banks, government corporations, and it's not just an e-currency. It's e-currency tied directly to gold, which is the first and only one in the history. And gold, of course, is real money. If we go, and let me see if I can actually pull up my my account here so people can see what's available. If you go to the bottom of Nutramedical, and I'm just going to pull that up, and we go to the, here it is, on the bottom left-hand side you see KB Vision, the CareBank Vision, right? And we open that account up, and you'll see when you go there, it says CareBars Cash Gold now available. So you can actually get the cash notes. This actually has gold inside the notes, down to a tenth of a gram of gold, 3/10, etc., right up to a full gram of gold in each note. It also has an ability for you to actually purchase your, to go down there actually and get and register basically to actually get an account. You can go to support imprintation. If you go to if you have a big business, you actually get a special imprint on these cards. They can be made up for very special occasions. You can shop for gold there. You can go to the classic carat bar, solid gold bars as well, collector's carat bars, special carat bars, etc. Once you've purchased that, you can also go to caratbank.io, caratbank.io, this allows you, we have a basically, buy tokens now, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Well, that's interesting. Because today, of course, being the 19th, we are actually within, I guess this is Europe because of the time change. We were very close to the time when it shows also they already collected Bitcoin. Is there a... Wow. That's amazing. You can buy your tokens right there on the spot. 120 countries, 480,000 customers, 120 million euros total investment already invested in the Care Bank. That's a lot. Which is much more than they expected. I think they were expecting 92 million. And this is basically is going to allow this to become the prescient e-currency on the planet because it's backed by gold and it allows e-currency transfer of the actual physical gold cards and carat cash as well as transfer to any other fraction reserve currency on the planet instantaneously anywhere without clearance for the bank and the SWIFT system. That is pretty neat. So if you have any problems and you don't know what to do, just contact me. You can either email me or just leave a phone number. The best thing is to email. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hopefully we'll track down Lloyd with his dog and Jim Deal. Call in if you have questions. You're having, I'm sure, a good walk with your doggy up in West Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
By the way, you can be in any country in the world and have this and be involved with CarePay and CarePayers, which is really neat. It means this is a borderless world currency that doesn't go through the SWIFT system. Right now, the best way to save, even if you say, well, I only want to put 10 or 15% of my savings into this, well, good. Start off small if you have to, but I don't buy gold or silver coins anymore. I just buy CarePayers. And I also recommend it to people already just with this out. For how many months is it? 2 months out? They collected 92.7% of what they wanted to do. And they aren't even going public until a few hours from now. In fact, in German time, there's 2 hours and 39 minutes and 45 seconds left before they actually shut it down. Now, it might extend it for a few hours because that's German midnight time. It'll be 2 hours and 39 minutes 34 seconds now. It'll be midnight in Germany. And this is from the characteristics that G. Edward Griffin talked about. It has a probability, I'm not going to say guarantee, but a probability of being a very good e-currency backed by gold. You can get physical gold and you can have millions of microbanks where you can transfer ownership by simply going through your CarePay account. It's a fantastic combination of things, isn't it? And the regulatory things in Germany are far stricter than even America or any other country. So this is a well-backed system that's properly financed, and it's going to have the blockchain technology that makes it superior. It's interesting the countries like China that are actually in debt. Do you know how far China is in debt? I've heard it's actually quite a bit more than us. It's like $24 trillion, about $3 or $4 trillion more than us. And half of their loans for a lot of the corporations run in China are what's called shark loans, over 20%. So the Chinese economy is starting to take a big hit, even before Trump started putting the squeeze on them. Internationally, what's likely to happen is any currency that's not backed by gold, they did back the yuan by gold and by oil, but I don't think they have enough gold to fully back the currency. The fact that CarePayers is a gold currency makes it a huge difference, doesn't it? The CarePayers are amazing. So, Lloyd, tell us what we need to learn today about CarePayers.
Yeah, I'll be right with you. Just keep talking.
Yeah, I think that what I see happening is the world has started wondering what's the next system. Now, I don't want a totalitarian system where the governments decide they're going to outlaw cryptocurrencies completely, which they can't. They'd like to try to. China doing this actually was a very aggressive communist move on their part, and they did at the same time start monitoring the population using our Silicon Valley tech companies like Google, Facebook, etc. And this is a form of digital oppression, creating a digital cage saying you can't buy or sell except using our currency. The Chinese have been very smart.
I'm back.
What happened is before the war in the 1920s in China where the Japanese came into Manchuria, Most people didn't realize there weren't banks. People had their gold in their homes, so they went home to home grabbing everybody's gold because they saved their money in China in gold. Where do you think this is all going, Lloyd? Because we can conjecture, but I'd say it's a pretty good bet that if you bought carrot bars, you're going to be a lot happier down the road, even if it just doubles or triples in value. My guess at the very least is going to go up 400 to 500% in the next few years just because of the current currency wars going on and the collapse of world governments, financial systems all over the place, not just Venezuela. There's a whole bunch of countries that are teetering on collapse, including Russia, North Korea, many other countries. They're basically, their currency stores are depleted to the point where they're basically down to the last few good billion dollars.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. We all speculate, and there's a lot of indicators, as you said, that are good reason to get some insurance in place. Those who don't, they'll come back later and say, oh, shoot, you told me about that. I should have done that. Well, right. Now's the time to do it. And the thing with carrot bars is you can do it with as little as, $7 at a time. So everybody can afford to do it. There are no more excuses.
I'll give it a little different spin on it. A lot of time we think this is just going to happen because it's like bad governments, investing in the future and stealing money from your grandchildren to waste money on government projects. You never see a government department reducing its expenditure, whether it's Canada, United States, Britain, Australia. They're always overspending, and they never really contract their expenditures or their size of government. It's very rare to see that happen. Now, I know Trump's done a little bit of it, but really trying to wrestle the government's like trying to wrestle a giant monitor lizard on a weird island. What my guess is, this will be like 9/11 in Oklahoma City. It'll be a controlled demolition. When they think they have in place something like, say, the Fed coin, which is an e-currency that replace the dollar, where they don't need to print dollars anymore, where they have some kind of international monetary currency plan that the globalists have put together, they'll then try to demolish the world currency markets and collapse everybody who's in a desperate state toward accepting their system. I think it'll be a controlled demolition. I don't think it'll just be a series of micro collapses. I think it'll be a mega collapse that'll occur at some point down the road with some pretty good warning signs. Like right now, the warning signs are out that the currencies in Europe are not doing well. The economies of Italy and France have not grown in 10 years. It's very likely that the collapse of Russia is actually heading toward the end of the year. They're going to actually run out of money. They're into their last bunch of money. People don't realize that, even though while Russia's trying to saber rattle and scare us with their fancy weapons. On the other hand, they couldn't promulgate a war because they can't afford it.
The short term on the cryptos, and that relates certainly to the Carrot Bank crypto, which is what it is. There's a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money, big money, like countries of money coming into the crypto business, which is why you see this Bitcoin now starting to climb back up again. So I think over the next few months, certainly into the summer, you're going to see that creep up and, obviously see higher prices. So with those kind of dollars coming in, something is going on or they wouldn't be putting them into the crypto market.
Right. Now, just to give you an idea, and the crypto coins like Bitcoin are really expensive. I think each coin is worth like $100,000 or something in physical dollars or gold. 2,543.4286 Bitcoin, 47,128.2353 Ethereum, and 5 million with CarePay purchasing a lot. I mean, we're talking about probably altogether, I would say, was it?
Dr. Bell, it's not so much how much one coin costs, because you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin, and it's about how much is it going to go up in price relative to where you bought it at. And Carrot Bank certainly has, a huge upswing in a short time. In other words, you bought it at half a cent, comes on the market at eight. Where it goes from there, who knows? But that's a lot better than Bitcoin going eight times where it is today. But
So in other words, when it, in a couple of hours when it goes public, you're going to see a massive surge because public means anybody can buy these Carrot Bank coins, right?
Well, that's true. However, remember, it's like any new stock coming on the market. It depends on how many are out there wanting to trade this. And the more traders that are in there selling at eight that bought at half a cent, they'll drive it down, buy it again. Who knows where it'll go? It could go down to four. It could go up to a dollar overnight. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we know that Bitcoin is accepted by most public online stores, including Amazon. They'll give you 20% off if you just use Bitcoin. You know that, right? Use Bitcoin Amazon.
Yeah.
You get automatically, whatever you buy, 20% off. I mean, they want to encourage it, these online stores. So online, which has taken over every marketplace now, isn't going to go away. And the cryptocurrencies aren't either. So China, take notice.
Yeah,
get involved.
Exactly.
We'll be back in a moment with Jim coming in as well. We have Jim Deal here joining Lloyd Merrifield. Jim, we have. I'm looking at the clock here. I actually see 2 hours, 27 minutes, 16 seconds, 15 seconds, 14. And the buying the coins, the open market will be shut down, although it could be extended, according to Lloyd, a few hours. Basically, they reached 92.7% of their goal, which is pretty amazing in terms of investment in the CareBank coins, the tokens. I'm going to get back on the program in the next few weeks. G. Edward Griffin, who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, talked about, I call mixed financial martial arts of different currencies competing on the world stage for what currency is going to be used. The pressing currency in the world is the Fed Reserve System, which is based in Europe, and America is one of those branches. 90% of the currency on the market in the world is actually U.S. dollars, either physical dollars or e-dollars that are switched to the SWIFT financial system overnight. The other 10% make up everything else in the BRICS nations, including Russian and Chinese and other currencies. What's likely to happen is that they've already talked for 5 years about the Fed coin and about making a basically an e-currency and getting rid of the physical dollar, so they'll try to seize everybody's physical cash. I think this new currency, the CareBank gold system, which is now an e-currency system, is going to become very powerful in the near future, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what's really interesting about the CareBank coin. Right now Bitcoin is the only coin out there that actually people accept, big name companies accept payment for or payment with for goods and services. So Bitcoin is the only functional coin, if you will. It's usable. People are actually using and transacting business with it.
Yeah.
What makes CareBank coin pretty unique is they've already got an ecosystem in place where the coin will be usable pretty quickly, not to mention the fact that they're going to continue to stockpile gold to back these tokens, or they're going to be soon to be coins. And by the way, the gal on life support, I'm on life support with them right now, and I'm waiting for a response, but she said it's supposed to close the schedule, so it's going to be done in 2.5 hours. And I asked her, you know, I said, well, then you apparently met your raise goal, and I'm still waiting to hear back. So, but going back to your question, CareBank coin is going to have real function soon, because Carat Bars, or the Carat Bars company, has almost 500,000 account holders who will be utilizing this coin on the K Exchange platform. We just don't know how quickly that's going to happen. So when you have functionality, and then you combine that with the fact that it's actually backed by a hard asset, which will increase over time up to 1/10 of a gram of gold per coin, It puts CareBars in a position to dominate the cryptocurrency market, and it's going to be interesting. It's only a matter of time, you know, before we find out how this is going to go. But if it closes out in 2.5 hours, you will see it on the on one major exchange. They've yet to announce which one. Probably tomorrow, but we don't know for sure. We're still waiting to get confirmation on that.
Right.
So that's kind of a long answer to a short question.
Let's go through the basic steps. First step is go to NutraMedical, and you can sign up under the NutraMedical link to start becoming a NutraMedical distributor. And I tell people to get a gold package. That's the basic one, because you get the best yield. And then start working an hour a day, just introducing people to the system. We have a series of, we can get them also the sizzle call phone number. I play that 5-minute sizzle call. We've got a bunch of videos that we can get them if they sign up as well. What we need, what people need to understand is that what we've set up here is a system where you save in fractions of gold, which means everybody can save $7-$8 a week or two. Basically, I call it the latte a day program, where you don't buy a latte, you get a tenth of a gram of gold. And when you do that, you're basically starting to get savings in something that's not going to deteriorate like the dollar, which is going to deteriorate. You can guarantee that whether it's a Trump in 2020 or 2024 when he's out of office, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, they're going to try to see if they can actually devalue the dollar to wipe out the giant debt we have. And when they do that, devalue everything else you have denominated in dollars, including your pension fund and your home. And it's a form of basically banker theft when they do that, isn't it? Because you've been given anti-money, and then they devalue the anti-money, and all of a sudden your value is taken away, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime, you know, if you have to use a real simple analogy, if you have a $100 bill in your pocket and they print a $100 bill, your $100 now has half the purchasing power. So all of a sudden, what $100 could buy before they printed that extra $100 bills, it can only buy half that amount.
Right.
So they're diluting it. They call it inflation, but what's really happening is your money's being devalued. It's not.
It's a purposeful process. It's ingrained into government, isn't it?
Well, they've been operating this way since the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913. So it's, you know, most people, that's way before they're born. So that's all they've known. It's kind of like the movie The Matrix. You were born in the Matrix. That's all you know. And if you heard the truth, you'd throw up like Neo did.
Yeah. Like Neo, that's funny. You're a comedian, aren't you?
Well, I mean, it is a shock to the system when you start hearing the truth. People have,
you know,
no clue.
And the thing is, the CIA invented the term conspiracy theory because they didn't want people to believe it, right?
Yeah, it's a great, vast right-wing conspiracy, according to Clinton.
According to who, Clinton, you say?
Yeah, Clinton made that comment one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Clinton is a conspiracy, aren't they? They're not just part of it. They are the conspiracy. There's one leg of the octopus.
There's a difference between theory and conspiracy. Conspiracy is real. Theory is unproven.
I'm a medical legal expert. Let me tell you. In actual legal terms, a conspiracy theory is something that has enough evidence that in a court of law you can get an indictment. So that the fact is they've actually twisted it to make sure that a theory which is based on facts can't be admissible as evidence, when in fact that's the basis of all evidence in court to get
indicted. Well, that's what detectives do all the time. They have a theory, they gather information to see if it supports that theory, and then they draw a conclusion and take action. So everything
right.
operates off of speculation.
Yeah. Now I know Cloyd didn't want to be committal on this, and he's good because he's. But I'll be a little committal here. I was involved with the Oklahoma City Murrah Building, which is a demolition. We had Cody Snodgrass on, who was a demolition expert in the CIA, was actually recruited for $1 million to blow the building up because they'd moved the vaccine records of all our vets that were poisoned with the squalene lace vaccine, and all the vets exposed to depleted uranium in the battlefield, which is destroying them with uranium poisoning. And they wanted to get rid of the records because it would cost hundreds of billions of dollars for injured workers or their relatives after they die. I took care of one guy, for example, that got a DU. He was a medic. Pulled somebody out of a tank after he gets hit with blue fire, which is a shell that bounced inside the Edwin Abrams tank. And after 6 inhalations, he lost 90 pounds in the first couple months. And then he died. And we tried to get his organs tested for uranium poisoning. And my boss, Major Swinder, threatened me. He said, hey, if you do that, Deagle, you'll get fired or worse. I said, what's worse? He said, how about dead? I said, you know what? You're going to take that back. I know where you live and where your home is. And I got friends in Delta Force, and I'll take you out. Unless you apologize. I said, I'm like an intuitive. I think you're going to bad intentions toward me. You're going to have a bad day. You won't be putting your socks on tomorrow morning. And believe it or not, he apologized. He realized that Deagle is nuts. That's why I'm the big bad wolf. Nobody threatens me unless they want to die hard, like, you know, Bruce Willis. Okay? People say, you can't say that on radio. I do. Okay, and I mean it, and I'm a scary guy. It's a good thing, as I say, I'm Anakin Sky Deagle. And it's a good thing I didn't become Darth Deagle, because I have the skill sets. If I turned to the dark side, I'd be one of the scariest, nastiest human beings that ever drew breath on the planet. But I'm not. I'm saved by the grace, and I'm trying to convince people that they better save preparedly financially, because the financial future is scary looking. Yep. If you think our currencies are stable, if you think Trump is the be-all, end-all, he's going to fix everything, you're wrong. He's trying to fix stuff. He's screwing up a little bit here and there, which we're going to try to correct him on in the third hour with Pastor Butch. But if you think Trump can fix everything with all the opposition he's getting and the maniacs out there that have their plans for the world economy, you're delusional. You've got to be involved yourself. I want people to understand, grace is listening to those who have wisdom from the Most High God. And I'm going to tell you, we're both Christians here. We're both believers. We've been through hell. We've been where we've had a shaky relationship with God. But he told me before he sent me back from heaven at 8 and a half, he says, not if, Deagle, but when you fall away, because you made this deal with me, you're willing to let your night be blotted out from the book of life to save your fellows, I'll shake you when you fall away, not if, and I'll bring you back into relationship. And I'm going to tell you out there, people, I'm willing to die for you, but I want to take a scintillating or crap off anybody, not even God himself. So he takes me seriously, and I take it seriously. If you don't have finances when the door shuts on the economy, because remember the warning in the Bible is pretty darn serious in Revelation, that the final stage of capturing the population is not just the Internet of Things, it's the Internet of e-things and e-currencies. It's the mark of the beast. And if you don't think it's coming, you're delusional. Now, you can say it's a conspiracy theory. I don't think you're a nutball, Deagle. You can't believe this. Look, it's all around you now. I find I don't have anybody willing to spit at me anymore. I don't even get people actually emailing me and say, you know, you're just crazy. They can see it so overt now. Anybody, and even if they're just marginally looking at the sewer net, I call the Internet, has to realize that the economic system is getting pretty close to total control. In fact, the cell phone companies are saying in 5 to 7 years, you don't even need to have eyeballs or ears. We'll just hack directly into your cortex, like the movie Jumanji. Now, you need to get gold and silver. You need to get gold, which is the best currency, and you want to have an e-currency so you actually can have physical possession of it. But if you don't do this, you're going to really regret the fact not listening. Now, we tell people to prep. I have a backup 20-kilowatt generator, and I'm going to get basically a hardened system out of Texas. It has EMP hardening, solar panels, backup power, able to take an EMP pulse, whether it's a hack from Russia or a nuclear bomb goes off because, you know, at 200 miles off the coast, it blows everything all to hell from, say, North Korea or Iran. Believe me, all these little sawed-off countries can do this. And you wouldn't know except your cell phone doesn't work and you can't pump gas anymore. And you don't have any Internet. Now, if you think I'm making this up, Our society is so damn fragile, it's insane. And if you don't have food, if you don't have, like, our legacy foods or ready food store, if you don't have a means of protecting yourself, and if you don't have finances, whoa, you can't imagine. If I was going to make a B-movie to scare the hell out of people, I'd call it The Fourth Day. The fourth day, the dog is barking, the food is rotten, the wife is screaming at you to take the gun out and go to the prepper neighbor because their lights are still on and they look like they're partying in the backyard having gourmet Mageddon while you're starving to death and looking at the beast, your favorite pet doggy or cat, that they might taste good if you cut them up. Now, if you think I'm making this up, you're going to regret the day you didn't listen. And we have a lot of audience. We got millions that listen worldwide, not only here directly on podcasts, all over the place, from Deagle Network and Revolution Radio and soon Red State Talk Radio. But I want people to understand, this is not a conjecture. And even our own government here in America, once things get pushed, comes to shove, they're going to do things to their own population that's going to be pretty vile. Even a lot of things that Trump is doing to sort of protect the nation, like his new director of the FBI, and his new moves toward the idea that maybe they're going to back the dollar with gold. If they go to an e-currency like the Fed coin, which has been talked about by Janet Yellen, things could go south here pretty nastily, whether it's Trump or somebody after Trump, post-Trump, whether it's 2020 or 2024. And if you're not prepared for it, you're going to not be in a state of shock. You're going to be in a state of apoplexy. You'll be like the deer in the headlights, frozen in the middle of the highway with a Mack truck coming at you. So you better listen now and start saving in gold, even just $7 a week. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. A lot of people don't take action because they don't feel like they can do a lot. But doing a little
A little bit every day can do something. I'll give you the minimum, say, for water. Get a humidifier and get a couple gallons of water with a dehumidifier and put it through a filter like a pure water system filter. That's easy. Start taking some of your meals and dehydrate them. Get a little carafe of liquid nitrogen and drop those tubes into liquid nitrogen for 20 minutes, and it kills all the pathogens, and then store it. Even if you can't afford legacy food, start doing that. You got an extra slab of bacon after you've been baking on the weekend, stick it in tubes, dehydrate it, and then dunk the little sucker in liquid nitrogen, and then store it. Okay? Start getting a perimeter defense, even if it's just a wire around your house, and cans you hang on it so that you can hear if somebody's coming. Because when things come crazy, you want to know somebody's coming before you pull out your shotgun or something to actually prevent it, because people don't know there's going to be a new subspecies of human show up in every nation, including here in America. It's called Homo sapiens cannibalis. Have you ever heard of that species showing up?
Nope.
And if you don't think it happens in Asia. They call them long pig, where they would eat other human beings and call it long pig. Because humans, when you're cooked, you taste just like pork. Do you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it's one of the things I say is one of the bizarre things I know. Dr. Ormel Hain, because I was a member of Phi Sigma medical fraternity, and I was a high-level guy tapped up by the dean of medicine. So I got to know things that most people will never know. But if you look at the blood, the major minor antigens of pork, a lot of them are actually human, because pigs are actually a hybrid between humans and wild boar. And so it's not surprising that pig tastes like human, because they got human genes. Okay? From the ancient world. And that's why the ancients used pigs as a proxy for sacrifice in the altar where they used to use humans. Isn't that gross?
Well, I know that they can use some, they've done some transplants with pig organs, so there must be some
compatibility. Well, the Dr. Richard Seed in Chicago actually is a physicist at Sub Seed Corporation, and they're creating transgenic pigs now, not only here, but in Korea and elsewhere, in China, where you can actually submit your DNA and grow multi-system organs. So if you need heart, lung, and kidney transplant, they'll grow them in a pig where 90% of the genes are identical to yours in this pig embryo as using a transgenic chimera. And then you, at so many months when it gets big enough, they'll take those organs out in a surgical suite and transplant them, and you won't have any rejection because they're your HLA haplotype. Now, you have to understand, I'm a technologist and a scientist and a medical doctor, and I'm a pioneer on stem cell regeneration technology. And in fact, in 2 weeks to 3 weeks, I'll have my new regenerative red deer velvet, which is the first in the world to supply the building blocks that you get in utero that will stop aging. That's available within a month. You have to understand, these seed corporations and so on know there's mega bucks. When they get into this, they're not going to need to have backups of getting human transplants from people that are already, you know, donate organs because they fall off a building and they crash their head and they pull up their lungs and heart. No, that's a short list. A lot of people die waiting for a transplant. In the near, not too distant future, there'll be pigs that are fully transgenic human. They've even grown mice with human DNA for human neurons inside their little mice brain. Did you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, the brave new world is here. I mean, it's not far away, and it's been around for decades, but people don't know it's been hidden behind DARPA, etc. For example, look at Facebook. You know, Zuckerberg was actually recruited by DARPA from Harvard because he had an idea of doing Facebook. He's not even a coder. When he set up Facebook, he's the face of Facebook because it's a deep state. Same as Google. I've changed their initials from Google to Google. Now, that's why the currencies, eventually you're going to see them getting freaked out by the fact that cryptocurrencies are giving power back to the people, aren't they? And it's anonymous.
Absolutely.
You don't have to have your ID and your DNA. You know the DNA haplochip system. I saw it at Affymetrix in Chicago, in Oak Ridge, the 10 building in Oak Ridge National Labs. They actually take a micro drop of your blood with the DNA into the nuclease. This is in 1999. They can tell who you are from any other individual on the earth with 3 6-digit numbers. Sounds creepy? Because it is. The first 6 digits determines your haplotype for organ transplantation. So by looking at your Mark of the Beast number, which the system can generate, they can know which organs are going to be good to go. And they do it in China, by the way. If you go to a Laodan camp, the first thing they do is tissue type you, and they actually have surgical suite traveling Schwinn ice cream trucks beside the airport. And when they finish the procedure of killing you with a bullet in the back of your head and charging your family for the bullet, they take your organs out and swish them off to Europe or Atlanta. I was actually trying to recruit me in 1987 to work with a team that were recruiting organs because there's more money made on organ shipping and selling than even illegal drugs on the whole planet, more than $2 trillion a year. You didn't know that, did you?
Nope.
No, ugly stuff. And they tried to recruit me. I said, go to hell. The guy who was doing it was a cardiac vascular surgeon trying to get me convinced, and the head of the emergency department said, are you kidding? No, I'm not going to do that. As I say, they wanted to take Anakin Sky Deagle and turn me into Darth Deagle. I am not your father. So you got to understand, if you're not listening, you're not getting in peer bars, why? It's like a dialogue between Spock and James T. Kirk. Spock, you've heard about the financial problems. Spock, you're logical. Have you signed into your Care Bar account and signed under NutriMedical 7 at Dr. Deagle's account? Why, Spock? Did you buy carrot coins? These coins are valuing. Do you not understand? Spock, I heard you before. You think the system's going to collapse. Why, Spock? What do you think there, Jim? Think Spock's going to answer and actually do it? I hope.
No.
Gotta laugh if you can't cry. How's that?
Over the last be taking supplements, are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.